Ever had that that feeling where your computer decides to restart in the middle of something important? Or how about when you're stuck in traffic and someone cuts you off?
Ugh, the worst.
Yeah, so frustrating. Makes you wonder, right? We're diving into anger management today and using this article from Kindness Connect called Managing Anger, Simple Techniques for a Calmer You. Should have some good stuff for us.
Definitely. Yep. I mean, everybody gets angry, but it's really about how you, you know, how you deal with it. And that's what I liked about this article. It gets right to the practical stuff.
Right, exactly. And that's what our listeners are looking for, I think. Real strategies, not just, oh, anger's bad, don't do it.
Exactly. The article actually points out, anger itself isn't the problem, right? It's a normal human emotion. It's more like, what do you do with it?
Totally. It's like having a toolbox, right?
Yeah.
And you've got all these different tools, different ways to handle it so it doesn't handle you.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And what I liked is that they break down the techniques in a way that makes sense. You know, there's stuff for immediate relief and then things you can work on more long term.
Yeah, they call it relaxation first aid. Like if you feel yourself getting really angry, they suggest deep breathing exercises or even just visualizing a calming scene. Imagine you're in that traffic jam, but instead of getting angry, you close your eyes and picture yourself on a beach somewhere.
I like that. It's like hitting the pause button.
Exactly. And then they talk about mental shifts, which are more about changing how you think about anger over time.
Right, like mindfulness, challenging those negative thoughts. Those are key for really changing your relationship with anger, not just putting a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, and then they have a whole section on lifestyle changes, like exercising regularly or figuring out what triggers your anger in the first place.
Which, let's be honest, most of us probably know what sets us off. We just don't always do anything about it. Yeah.
So true. So we got a lot to unpack here. Two techniques in the article really stood out to me as particularly interesting, so I want to get into those. So which of these anger-taming techniques from Kindness Connect really resonated with you?
Well, I thought cognitive restructuring was really interesting.
Yeah, that one jumped out at me too.
It sounds kind of complex, but it's basically about like catching yourself when you start having those really negative thoughts when you get angry.
Right, like, this is the worst day ever kind of stuff.
Exactly. Like, say a coworker takes credit for your idea. Right?
Yeah.
You might immediately think, ugh, they're trying to sabotage me. But that just makes you angrier. Right?
Oh, totally. It's like adding fuel to the fire.
Right. So cognitive restructuring is about, instead of just going with that initial anger, you kind of hit pause and you're like, hold on, is that really true? Is there another way to look at this? Like maybe your coworker was just nervous and made a mistake. You know, they weren't trying to be malicious.
Interesting. So it's about challenging those assumptions that often fuel our anger.
Exactly. And the article gave this great example. Instead of going into full panic mode and thinking, this is it, I'm getting fired.
Mm.
You can try to reframe it and be like, okay, this is a setback, but I can figure it out. It's still not ideal, but you're not letting your emotions run wild.
Right. You're choosing a more helpful thought, even if it's not the most positive one. I like that. So what was the other technique you liked?
Identifying your triggers.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Right. And the article really emphasizes how important this is if you want to manage anger long term. It's like figuring out your own personal anger map. So you can anticipate what might set you off. Like for me, it's definitely when my internet goes out. It drives me crazy.
Oh, I hear you. For me, it's probably like really loud chewing. I don't know why. It just gets under my skin.
See, everyone's got them.
Mm-hmm.
But once you know what they are, you can be more prepared, right? The article suggests keeping a journal to track your anger. When you get angry, write down what happened.
Interesting. So you can start to notice patterns.
Exactly. Like, oh, every time I talk to this person, I get irritated. And then you can try to figure out why.
So instead of just reacting in the moment, you can start to get ahead of it.
Right. And sometimes those triggers can actually point to something deeper going on.
Yeah. It's like those anger triggers are telling you something bigger is going on beneath the surface.
Exactly. Like maybe that internet crashing isn't just about the internet, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's tapping into something about feeling out of control.
Yeah.
And that's where I thought the article's point about seeking professional help when needed was really important.
Right, because sometimes it is more than just, oh, I need to try deep breathing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. It's not about saying, oh, you're weak, go to therapy. It's more like recognizing that sometimes we need a little extra help,
yeah.
Right? Just like if you had a physical health issue, you'd go to the doctor. Mental health is the same.
Absolutely. There's no shame in asking for help.
Right. This article is great for starting, but a therapist can really help you dig into those deeper triggers, develop better coping mechanisms, and create a personalized plan.
It's like taking all this information we've talked about and making it work for you specifically. So I think the takeaway here is that managing anger, it's a journey, right? It's not about never feeling angry, but learning about yourself, how to handle those feelings, and when to ask for support.
Totally. And on that note, I'd love for everyone listening to think about, what's one small change you can make this week based on what we've discussed? Maybe it's trying that visualization next time you're stuck in traffic, or maybe it's finally starting that anger journal. Even small steps, right?
Exactly. It's about taking action, however small. Well, on that note, thanks for diving into this with us. And remember, stay cool out there.